1770 at Lake Tuskegee. You're listening to CBNR, the sound of the lakes.
Hello, Canada. Welcome to the Hundred Lakes, your escape from much that is real. My name is Paul Moth, and don't forget to sign our guest book. The morning mist is clearing, the night animals scurry to their dens. It's time for the upright denizens of the area to take control. If it's not time for breakfast, then it's time for lunch. All hands to the picnic tables.
It's Barbecue Gee, Barbecue Gee. Time to cook with Barbecue Gee.
Please.
You don't like that?
No, please.
You don't like music? Okay. It's time for our regular visit with Barbecue Gee. What's on the propane injection incinerator today, Big Gee?
Actually, today, as you can see, we will be using charcoal.
How retro. Very 60s/70s.
Yes.
Scorched beast with that soupçon of starter fluid that says, summer's here and dad is loaded.
Fish, in fact, and no starter fluid.
Oh, shucks, I thought I might take a trip down memory lane. Well, now that I think about it, the sunburn, mom bawling, dad teetering half legless as he relieves himself in full sight of the neighbors into the rhubarb patch. Let's just move along.
The fish in this case is sea bass, and it will be cooked right in the coals.
Sea bass? Isn't that endangered? I was reading about these chefs, conscientious chefs in New York, who have refused to serve any threatened or endangered species.
This fish was very old. He had very little time left.
Have you ever boiled food, Guy?
Why are you asking me that again?
It just that it's evident from the setup here that grilling, at least at this level of sophistication, takes a lot of preparation and patience.
The temperature must be correct, and we will have to have a second supply of hot coals available in order to...
See, you make my point there. When you boil your food, basically it's just bring to a boil and then, you know, however long, 3-minute egg. And these days, you'd be surprised at the quality of boil-in-the-bag offerings.
I'm going to make a salt crust.
Doot, 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 doot! Blood pressure alert! Health and safety concerns, you understand. Just thought I should say something about it. Now, if I called it poaching instead of boiling, would that help?
No.
Poached in a court bouillon? That's got to work for you. You can fleece many a gastro sucker with that sort of Franco babble.
Placed in the coals as such.
Perfect. And, magic of radio, I'm going to taste it. You've already prepared one in advance. And... oh, yum.
You don't like it?
I do. I said yum.
Not like you meant it.
This is really too much.
Well, when Frank tasted it, it would make your mouth water.
Oh, yum, yum. Oh, yum. This is oh good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Gee. 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 That's it. That's it, Gee. Right there.
This is unacceptable. You are being abusive.
Sea bass, to be perfectly honest, Guy, was rather ordinary.
Yes, but it's just a show fish. It's an old frozen fish. If I was serving someone important, it would have been different.
Oh, well, thanks a whole lot.
It's showbiz. Frank understood that.
My background is journalism, Guy.
Whatever. This is ridiculous. It's insupportable.
Sure, sure. BBQ Guy, merci. Barbecue Guy will return further down the road with another great summertime recipe.
Get him away from me, please. Get him away from me, or I'm going to do something that we are all going to regret.
You're listening to The Sounds of Summer on CBNR, part of the Trans-Canada Network of CBC Radio.
It's time. time for the County Almanac. And Julie Secourt, associate producer and technician and fellow fundraising beach volleyball partner, joins me.
Hi, Paul.
Great time at the Camp Hop-Along tournament last Wednesday evening.
You had a great time. Yeah. I ran around after the ball all night.
That's what young people are for, Julie. It wasn't really competitive, if it had been.
We did raise nearly $200 for the chuck wagon up at the camp next summer.
And that's a good thing. Make sure those poor youngsters get a decent meal at least once during their holiday stay.
And don't forget historic Fort Larry.
Yeah, the soup supper over there was a success.
Your tummy problem cleared up?
I'm used to it. You make a mean corn chowder, my girl.
I got the recipe in Thailand last year. The secret is the lemongrass.
Wow. A woman full of surprises.
Stop.
And a beguilingly humble debut.
Speaking of corn, hold on to your cob, Paul.
Holding it.
It's time for the 75th annual Corn Shuck Jamboree. The vats are already boiling and the corn is piled high
as
over...
an elephant's eye.
What?
Nothing. I'm old. You just go on.
The corn is piled high over in Butterton, where everything's ready for tomorrow's festivities. Come on down for barrel racing, ultra-mealing, lawn darts, and the biggest shuck-off ever. Free parking in the back of the stiles. Events begin around 2 in the afternoon.
I can't wait. If corn is not your thing, try the Friends of Deedleton Fish Fry up in Maplewood. It's the grilling of the guild ones in the town square, and that's tomorrow, too. Food, man, that's popular stuff, eh?
Everyone likes to eat.
Mm.
Time for some music now.
Oh, yeah, look, Julie, I meant to give you this a bit earlier. It's for you. A little gift.
Oh, that's so sweet. Is this Newfoundland music?
Sure is, and nothing but the best. It's Colleen Power.
Oh, this is so kind. Thank you, Paul.
Oh,
which reminds me, I should give you back your jacket.
Oh, no. I'd like you to have it.
You want to give me your BCN Coal Stokers bowling jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people have stopped me on the street and asked me about that?
It is a pretty unique item. Yeah, anyway, let's hear Colleen Power. Here she is with Mommy's Boy.
You have to tell your mother. Girl, I want to tell your mother.
I am on the main stage of the Bruno Gerussi Theatre, home for the Kingfisher Lakeshore Summer Theatre Festival, where Samuel Beckett's Endgame opens tonight. The Kingfisher has been part of summer here for almost 50 years, but its artistic director, Timothy Rundle, is new this year. How do you like Canada?
Is that a serious question, or are you just having me on?
Serious?
It's quieter than I had expected.
Well, you'll get your rest.
Oh, yes.
My research reveals that getting an artistic director of your stature was quite a coup. 3 years ago, you wowed London with your all-lesbian reworking of Antigone.
That's true, yes.
In 2002, your staging of Eamon Healy's The Turf Pansy.
Oh, the masterpiece of the modern Irish theatre.
Your London production of which won 4 of the 7 Oliviers for which it was nominated, and then went on to universal praise in New York. Now, there were going to be new shows, some work in film, an opera, and then...
Now, let me just say from the outset that I am not entirely without blame in the matter.
You assaulted Kevin Spacey.
Poof.
You publicly insulted Trevor Nunn and Sir Peter Hall.
Wankers.
And you rammed your tongue down Dame Judi Dench's throat.
We say thrust in the theatre, sir. I thrust it down her throat.
All to say, your theatrical ascension came to an abrupt halt... And reversal.
Oh, the theatrical family is a tight one. Clannish, you know, and, well, they are the sort that do hold grudges.
So then, blackballed in the West End, you came to Canada.
Oh, there was an interregnum.
Oh, yes?
Yes, it was a period of hubristic delusion, when one believes one is indispensable, that they will call, because they have to, that they won't... possibly get a no-talent sausage jockey like Jeremy Higdon to direct.
Until finally...
Jeremy Higdon does direct, indeed. He gets raves. You find yourself in hock to your bookie, no credit at the pub, checks bounce at the offie, and, well, you begin to have to entertain the prospect of work in the colonies.
You've been embroiled in a fair bit of controversy, or, as you palms put it, controversy, since arriving here.
Ah, you think so?
During the intermission of the festival premiere, you subjected the audience to a 20-minute harangue on the history of drama.
No. I was just encouraging them. I was encouraging them to put their recent experiences at Marineland behind them and to stop expecting a cute killer whale with a phony Indian name to swim on stage and eat sardines from a porpoise's arse.
Those aquarium shows are great, though, aren't they? So, tell us a bit about your season here.
Well, it's a predictable mix of predictable Shakespeare with an obligatory bow to the Canadian oeuvre.
Oh?
We have adapted some of the great scripts of the Beachcombers for the stage.
Excited?
Oh, feel my heart pounding. No, really. Really feel my heart.
I can't feel anything at all. Oh, wait now.
It's a tiny little beat, is it not?
Now, do you find that there's a particular style of performance here? Something that separates it from the British scene?
Yes, I do. I've come to call it Canadian tire acting. Enough said.
Now, what's the source of the difference, do you think?
Theatre schools. You have no idea how often this summer I've wanted to say, give it up, darling. You've no talent. It's time for you to consider other options.
Now, as I mentioned, tonight's the opening night of your production of Beckett's Endgame. That's rather edgy stuff for the Kingfisher Festival, isn't it?
Well, yes. Well, Endgame was programmed by the committee on the mistaken understanding that it had something to do with sports and would therefore be an audience grabber.
Well, good luck with that one. Now, before we go, you're a Limey, a Thesp. Do some acting for us.
You cannot be serious.
Oh, come on. Act.
I'm afraid I have nothing prepared.
You can't wing it.
All right, let's try this then. I have thought some of nature's journeymen had made men and not made them well. They imitated humanity so abominably.
I hope we have reformed that indifferently with us, sir.
Oh, reform it altogether. And let those that play your clowns speak no more than is set down for them. For for there be of them that will themselves laugh, to set on some quantity of barren spectators to laugh to. And you know, Paul, that shows a most pitiful ambition in the fool that uses it.
Timothy Rundle, good advice. Break a leg.
Oh, I shall, my dear man. I'm quite certain that I shall. Thank you.
True summer tradition throughout the country, not just up here past Cheapham, the midnight bonfire and skinny dip. Who can wait? Down on the beach, by the lake or the ocean, a circle of rocks, some driftwood. Get back a few paces here. The scrap from three wrecked cottages, the remains of a beached lake boat, six half-empty propane tanks, a box of shells, three tractor tires, a big bag of fertilizer, 19, 20, and a Zippo lighter, heavy enough to be thrown from a distance, 31, 32. There, that should be far enough. The heat of the fire. I guess I shouldn't assume the skinny dip, but what the hell. Now, to find a group of young kids, they'll enjoy this. I'll just sneak up on them, tomahawk at the ready. Whoa! There's no First Nations party poopers around. Talk about your little bighorn.
Paul, please.
Oh, hey, hi, Joey. Why, you still got your clothes on?
Cha.
What? No skinny dipping?
No skinny dipping. There's a Giardia warning.
Giardia?
Beaver fever.
Beaver fever, you say? Oh, all right.
Hey, is somebody shooting?
I threw a box of shells in the fire.
Shouldn't we be ducking or something?
Just got your number, it'll find you.
Where's your guitar?
Guitar?
For the sing-along?
I don't do sing-along, Julie.
Paul, whenever we go to a big bonfire, Frank gets out the guitar. There's a few songs.
Oh, don't forget the marshmallows.
Got them.
Are you sure there's no skinny dipping?
Just look at the stars, Paul. You don't see this in the big city, do you?
You can't see this in the big city.
Oh, I love it up here. The fresh air. Clean water.
The mosquitoes, the bears, the Suez virus.
Can you just be quiet for 10 minutes?
I don't know. This is radio. There's nothing to look at if we don't talk. And I'm a radio guy. Dead air is anathema to me. You got to keep talking even if you have nothing to say. Don't you listen to the CBC?
Just lay back and look, Paul.
Well, if you insist. Okay.
This is the great outdoors. There's plenty of room.
Yeah. Right. I'm just so confused. Say, when do the rest of the people...
Shh. Just look and listen for a minute, can't you?
I suppose.
I find the night and the quiet... induce reflection. I wonder about our place in the cosmos. What we do with our lives. Even our place here with the show. I wonder... why? Who?
Ah, youth.
Don't you? What does lying here beside me in the woods on a beautiful night, looking at the stars, bring out in you?
Something... worthless. Oh, something beneath both of us. I gotta think about something else, Julie.
Roast a marshmallow?
No, something else. Something else altogether.
Campfire song.
So long as it's not about love or longing or other interpersonal relations. What's that?
Take it easy, Paul. It's an owl.
How do you know? Maybe we're being watched. Maybe it's Frank coming to check on you. On us.
Paul.
Maybe it's the mad bear of Lake... Where the hell are we anyway? What happens if we're mauled, our bodies dragged off into the forest, eaten? Forensic scientists digging through bear dung to find our teeth? Who'd ever know? Who'd ever find us? Think of our families, Julie! Oh, there. I feel better now.
That's it. Week 9 of my work term here in the Hundred Lakes. Next week, my final show. We'll be live from the Utekraal in Penthaven, covering the Frau Day's festivities. There'll be much merrymaking and wurst chomping, and as they say around here, cover your daughters, it's Frau Day's. In celebration, CBC, I understand, is going whole hog and springing for some balloon animals. You can write us here at the show. Our email address is sunnydays@cbc.ca. Our street address is Care of the CBC, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, M5W1E6. Or you can tour our webpage, www.cbc.ca/sunnydays. For Julie Secord, I'm Paul Moth. Join us again next week for Sunny Days and Nights, your summer festival of fun.
This is CBC Radio.